Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we discuss everything you need to know and then some, sponsored by MSCR. Today we will be speaking with Miss Amy Wiederaff, principal of White Horse Middle School. Miss Wiederaff has worked in the Madison School District for many years now, and she has seen many of its ups and downs. She became the principal of White Horse and was a key part of many changes here at White Horse. Welcome, Miss Wiederaff. We are very happy to have you here today. If it's okay, we'll be asking you some questions. Is that good?
Yes, I'm ready and I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so to start us off, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Absolutely. This is my 29th school year in the Madison School District, and I started off as a special education teacher at Orchard Ridge Elementary School. Since then, I've had lots of different roles. I've taught other teachers about how to be a teacher. I've been an assistant principal at both Sennett Middle School and La Follette. I've worked at Central Office, and then most recently have had the position here. My daughter went through Madison Schools and graduated here in 2016. Wow. She's currently a dancer and lives in Los Angeles there. And I have a poodle named Cooper.
Wow, that's very interesting. That's really nice. So, like, what are some of the things that are happening here at White Horse? Like, anything new lately?
Well, I think the biggest thing this year is our school-wide focus on literacy and improving reading for everyone. So teachers have been learning all year. So on those days, on Mondays, when students leave early or you have a day off of school, maybe you're learning asynchronously, teachers have been hard at work here in trying to learn how to be better teachers for students. We've also, you know, tried to make sure that students are more motivated to become better readers by having incentives and awards for students who make gains in reading. So I'm pretty excited about the efforts there.
That sounds really cool. So, like, is there anything you're really excited about currently?
Honestly, the new playground. I'm really excited about that. It took a lot of work to try to make sure during the school closure that we had funding and a plan to get that school playground in, and it seemed to take forever to get here. And now that it's here, it's great to see all the kids enjoying the swings and playing.
Yeah, I've heard very good news about the new playground. So, like, is there anything you want to tell us? Like, do you have any future plans for White Horse?
Well, one of the things that's coming up next year that I think kind of goes with the new playground is we're going to have a longer lunch period. So it'll be 50 minutes, and so students will have at least a full half hour outside to play, and I think that's really exciting for students. I think the more opportunity to be social with their friends and get into real activities will be a great bonus for next year.
Sounds great, and it sounds like awesome new activities. So do you have, like, any, like, what do you hope to happen here at White Horse?
Well, one of the things, you know, that I hope to see in terms of future plans for White Horse is that we see more opportunities for student leaders like you to take leadership and run activities like this. I'd love to see things like the podcast or morning announcements, more ways to have student voice and students leading helping their, the other students here.
That sounds really interesting and nice. Okay, so thank you very much, Ms. Wiederaff, for being here today. We enjoyed having you here. All right, White Horse in the Know is out.